It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. The WNBA draft is coming up on Monday, and it will be at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. The draft is when pro teams can pick new players from their respective colleges, and the event comes to Fort Greene's artsy music and film venue as excitement for women's hoops around the city and the country is at a fever pitch. Not only are players like Breonna Stewart and Sabrina Ionescu of the New York Liberty some of the biggest stars of the tri-state sports scene, but nationally, attendance and TV ratings for Iowa NCAA games starring phenom Caitlin Clark have been reaching new heights. So how is all this excitement around women and girls who hoop playing out on the world-famous playground courts of New York City? Joining us now is Amber Batchelor. She's the founder of Ladies Who Hoop. It's a free group for women of all ages who want to play basketball. Amber, as we just mentioned, a lot of people are talking about this Caitlin Clark effect. What do you think is behind this boom of interest in women's basketball?
The Caitlin Clark effect is real. She's an amazing player and so fun to watch. People that know me, I just went to a 50th birthday party a couple of weeks ago, and everybody wanted to talk to me about the fact that they've been watching women's college sports, and it's awesome to me. I think that it is coming at a great time where people are really excited about women's sports in general, about equity across professions, through sports, throughout the world. And this is a great match of really great talent, media coverage, and human interest.
Can you tell us a little more about your personal story with basketball and what inspired you to start Ladies Who Hoop?
Yeah, Ladies Who Hoop started out of a desire to be reconnected with the game. Basketball has been a part of my life since I was a kid. I grew up on the Upper West Side. And, you know, you go to school and you, I don't know, become an adult. And basketball goes on the back burner. And so I really wanted to get back to that joy of playing. And so it started with going to my local court, picking up a basketball, and I was pretty nervous just thinking about what I might encounter when I go to the court. And this is in a neighborhood that I've grown up in my whole life. If you think about New York City and what basketball means in terms of the love affair between this city, and there's a court kind of on every corner, it's a different experience for a woman to pick up a basketball and go to her local park mm-hmm. and play than it is for a man. I don't think people generally think about that. It was a wonderful experience. And then I realized that not everyone is going to have that experience if they decide to go to their local basketball court. And I wanted that experience for everyone. And so I decided I would just be on a court at the same time every weekend. And any woman that wanted to show up and play would be welcomed with open arms.
So you talked about how Ladies Who Hoop welcomes women and girls of all ages, right? Like you have 5, 6, 7-year-olds, but then 7-year-olds too. What kind of culture does that create?
It's been an amazing journey. In the times that I've interacted with a lot of the women that have come onto the courts of Ladies Who Hoop, they basically say basketball saved their lives or changed their lives for the better. That's a really common story that I hear. As most people know, sports is, it teaches you all kinds of life lessons about, you know, playing with a team and being assertive. We're based on the Upper West Side of New York, and it's been so interesting to see the way our neighborhood and our community react and think about girls and women's sports. We have been running the first women's basketball tournament that's completely founded and facilitated by women. So women table staff, women referees, obviously women players. That's something that the youth of our neighborhood have seen for years now. And so some of the young men that I've coached that are now adults, it's never been a thing about like, oh, they didn't want to pick up a girl to play with them or something. Sometimes the girls were better, or they always saw them playing and knew how good they were. And so I think we've been able to create this beautiful culture within our community of equity in terms of basketball.
To you, what sort of environment best allows young girls who are interested in basketball to thrive?
There has to be a space. There are always lots of resources and lots of places for boys to play. You will still hear this within teams that some middle school teams don't have a girls team. So the two or three girls that are interested in playing end up playing with the boys, or it's co-ed. That's changing. With our youth program, we've been really deliberate in terms of not only creating a safe space, but also changing some of the language around basketball that makes it less exclusionary. Terms like man-to-man defense, or see the ball, see the man, or three-man weave. Some of the drills and plays that you are used to talking about, we've removed that. So a lot of girls in our youth program will just automatically think like, see your person, see the ball, you know, which is I think also a great part of having you feel like you belong in a sport. The last part of it is seeing yourself in other people and seeing mentors and seeing, of course, you can watch it much more on TV now, right? So like ESPN and all of these things that a lot of us that are advocates for basketball have been saying for years, like everybody kind of knows, right? Mm-hmm. If you had that associated with a great women's basketball play every year, we would have been talking about this many years ago. And so I think society is catching up, the media is catching up, and for young girls, it's great for them to be able to see themselves on TV, but also to be able to have real live role models and mentors in front of them that are playing the game at a high level that they can aspire to.
All right, let's talk about the draft. Are you going to be watching the WNBA draft? And what are you most excited for?
Yes, I will be watching the okay. WNBA draft.
Okay.
And I'm most excited about the way they're going to lay it out this year. I was lucky enough to go to the WNBA draft in 2019, and it's just gotten so much bigger and so much better. So I'm excited to see it all. Probably the fashion more than anything. I know a lot about the basketball, and I kind of know who's going where. I mean, I have my guesses. Okay. So we'll see if I'm right.
What do you think still needs to grow in women's basketball?
Access absolutely needs to grow more. That's changing.
Mm-hmm.
Boys and men's basketball has really become big business. Most people will not make it to the NBA, but it's big business all the way along. And I've said for a long time that girls' basketball has kind of remained uncorrupted in terms of the big business aspect of it, but it's getting there. You will start to see increase in pay, increase in benefits, increase in all of those things that we need. And as you start to see that, parents will be much more excited about signing their daughters up for basketball in the same way that they're excited to sign their sons up for sports.
That's Amber Batchelor, the founder of Ladies Who Hoop, a free group for women of all ages who want to play basketball. Amber, thanks so much for coming on.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.